You're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
This is a journey.
Hear the drama get wicked. Hey, everybody, it's Wasted Time. I'm Tom E.
And I'm Jesse.
Welcome back.
Hello, hello. How do you do?
I have a fucking shit in my throat, apparently. I do all right, man.
All right, all right.
We got Jordan Rock here with us today.
The one, the
only.
Hey,
what's up, everybody? What's good, man? I'm telling you, man, I'm sitting here. I'm watching you guys start this show. I'm really jealous, man, because I was here when it started, and, like, I left, and, like, you guys got bitches in Europe.
That's what we do.
This guy's a dope, man. Like,
Jordan was on some of those lost episodes.
Yes, in the beginning.
In
the very beginning.
They never quite made it, man. They were fun. I was just telling Jordan how much fun those were. We were here until like 3-4 in the morning, like screaming and just. But that was a problem. Everybody, we had like fucking 20 people down here in this basement.
It was fun. It was good episodes, though. We touched the issues, man.
It's too bad they were all blown out. That's just.
Got to figure out a way to edit those somehow. There's got to be a way to like noise reduction or something.
We just need 20 more mics, man.
20 more.
20 more mics.
Oh, my God. Could you even imagine? Oh, Jesse. Oh, you're the one. Jesse's almost spilling his beer tonight.
But I saved it.
Just so everybody knows, last episode, Marina Franklin, Charlie Murphy episode, I did not.
You didn't spill?
I didn't spill anything. I was fucked up and didn't remember the show until I listened to it, but.
But at least you didn't spill.
I didn't spill anything, man. I'm very happy about that.
Well, you spilled a couple of times during the Dante episode, so it's all right.
Oh, absolutely. So what do you say, a little sippy sip?
I think it's time for a little sippy sip. A little sippy sip.
A little J-Mo right out of the bottle.
Yeah, I got a little Jack tonight.
Yeah, turn up.
Turn up, Pat. Turn it up.
No. Black reference. Black reference. Black reference. Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
All right, either way.
It is February.
I'll pass this as soon as I'm done.
Black history, sippy sip. You should know this stuff, man. Yeah. Black History Month. You can know your lingo.
I'm telling you, man, it tastes so much better right out the bottle.
Jack is not as good as Jameson.
It's real, man.
I mean, I like Jack, but
I mean, who was even pretending that it was?
Oh, man.
Nobody was even talking about Jack, man. Jameson's Jack is not smooth. Even in the room.
Oh, within it's my glass.
Oh, it's in his gut.
Oh, belly. Well, JD. Hilarious.
Why you gotta be the oddball, man?
Man, because we were out of J-Mo.
Oh, are we?
See, Tom just went ran out and bought his own.
I did. I was
You're
like,
a rebel, man.
I was like, what time? I go. I was like, oh, man, this is not going to be a good podcast. Even though we got great guests, our number one guest is Jameson.
Yeah, it's true.
Pass the whiskey.
They're our sponsor, but they don't know it.
They will one day. One day they'll know.
They're going to come knocking.
Yeah.
No, well, we endorse them.
We'll probably get
fully.
Sued, but it's all right.
Big
I don't
time.
Mind.
We endorse them big time. Are you kidding me? Who's going to sue for brilliance like this?
Brilliance. This is amazing.
And
greatness.
Pushing their
greatness
product.
Everybody.
Jameson and Magic Cat 9 make this thing go.
And Bud Light, for sure.
And a good old Stella.
No.
Stella's that shit.
Well, we're drinking American beer here.
American.
Is this American? This is American, right?
Yeah, you're drinking Irish
Vermont.
Whiskey.
Born and raised in Vermont.
But you're drinking Irish whiskey. I'm drinking American whiskey at least.
All right. So that equals out.
So yeah.
That's perfect.
Boom.
It actually does equal out.
Just blew your mind, everybody.
So how about that big blizzard we had? Anybody? Any blizzard stories?
Nothing good for me.
No, nothing really happened, man. I was pretty much chilling. You know what I did to like prepare for the blizzard? I ordered Chinese food. And I stocked up on I called my dealer.
Oh, man.
And
I was
ready for like a storm, but then
you're
like
a Boy Scout.
Yeah, then I woke up the next day and everything was going on in my neighborhood. They already moved the snow and I was like, shit, I'm going to brunch.
Dude, there could be like, oh, there's gonna be a coating of snow tomorrow. I'm like, oh my God, I gotta get the weed girl.
Nemo.
Gotta
ring
up real quick, everybody.
Why'd they give it a name though? That's the thing that got me. Like, why did they give it a name? Like, so many of these storms came before, they didn't have no names. And then they gave it like the most hideous name.
Sponsorship. Disney endorsed that
storm. There it is, the first one of the show.
You know, it's what I do. You got to keep it going.
B-b-b-b-b-b-
it is wasted time.
It wasted time.
But yeah, I think these storms, now they name winter storms. So I really think this, like, I think this
start naming everything.
Yeah, like the Michelin storm is coming.
The Michelin storm?
To be honest, you guys, I feel like
there was the next storm that they named was Norkin, which was a little too close to Orkin. You know, the Orkin man, like their pest control.
Norkin.
Oh, yeah. Ah, see, that's what I thought of.
So that's not what I thought of.
What's that? Our empty mic right there seems to be lonely.
Oh, we're having conversations off the mic again.
What is that? Our official photographer, Jeannie.
Hey.
Tomorrow it's going to snow too, but not until like after fall.
It's a winter wonderland.
I have no idea. I haven't been glued to the TV today.
Not the TV, huh?
Why not? Man, that was just the worst.
That was crazy.
Back to the things that matter, though.
What does matter?
Why are we not talking about what
the issues
matters, man? Here,
the
why
issues.
Are we not talking about the Dorn identity?
Oh, what the guy?
What? Yeah,
the what's his Dorn
name?
Identity. Yeah. You writing a movie already?
Why are we not Dorn talking about identity? The Dorn ultimatum?
They just said now that they heard a single gunshot before the fire was started.
That's bullshit.
Hey, what a pussy.
I don't think he did.
Come
that.
On, man, come out, blaze! If you're killing cops already,
he's killing cops.
Come out, you know, blazing.
I mean, it's a movie.
He made a movie, man. I think
it is in California.
It's already written.
This is probably just the promos.
Yeah. To be honest, man, I'm really upset.
It's a publicity stunt.
Yeah. To be honest, I'm really upset, you guys. Like, I really, like, as soon as it started today, I was like, dude, this dude needs to make a Twitter account right now. Like, just let us know, man. Let us know. Because you know that Twitter account would have a million followers by now. Everybody would be like, yo, what is going on? Please write back to me. They'd be trying to get follow backs before he dies.
I heard you did start a Twitter account. It's Wasted Time Pod at Twitter.
Little plug, everybody. Little plug. You know.
Plug. Oh, yeah. Somebody's got
to
do it.
Go to it, people.
Dude's crazy, man. They're trying to... People are going crazy in the world now. They got all these gun stuff going on.
People are going crazy.
How did you guys talk about that every week?
Civil War's happening.
Gun owners, man, they're crazy.
Man, I don't know what's going on, man. I think it's just I think it's a conspiracy.
Conspiracy?
It's a conspiracy.
What kind of conspiracy?
I don't know. One day, man, I was chilling. I was at home one
day. They're calling Obama like Hitler.
No, you know what it was? It's a conspiracy, man. They're trying to disarm the public. One day, I was chilling at home. I didn't have
just
nothing
like
to do.
Just like the Nazis.
And I just YouTubed it. Just went on YouTube.
So are you for gun control or not?
You know what I'm thinking? We need gun control, but what they're doing right now is propaganda.
Propaganda.
Well, of course, you got to get... But what doing what? What's the propaganda?
I don't believe...
Those kids getting shot?
Yeah,
they're
sacrificing some... They're sacrificing people, but I'm like, yo, what's going on there?
This is shit.
I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, yo...
After that, I need a little sippy sip for that.
I was just sitting at home.
Breaking news fucking...
I was sitting at home.
I'm coming for you, Justin. One second.
This is the stuff I find out when I sit at home and go on YouTube, man.
YouTube's crazy, man. I started watching Illuminati shit on
there. Hey, what did I tell you before the show? Don't bring up YouTube.
I wasn't going to give you a throw away.
Yeah, but you're putting it in people's minds right now. They're going to think we're going to pull up a clip, and clearly we are not.
We are not.
No,
do
we're
that.
Not. We're just going
to fuck
tell
YouTube.
Us
and if you happen to be on really YouTube, Wasted Time Tube is our channel.
Plugging that shit.
Fuck, we never plug anything, man.
Today's the plug show.
All right, sorry. Back to what you were saying.
Conspiracies.
Oh, I was looking for breaking news.
Conspiracies.
It's all it's the end of the world.
Give me a conspiracy thing.
That wasn't good enough.
Give me a conspiracy thing. I'm going to go off.
That wasn't it either.
Fuck,
no,
man.
Right.
Give it to me, man.
How about the 60 Minutes?
I know. I can't find it. I just downloaded. I actually, this thing comes in such hand. Hand.
And
comes in handy
in hand.
That I actually bought the full version for 99 cents. I'm investing in this podcast,
Holy
everybody.
Shit, everyone. Listen. That wasn't it either.
I never had that
no
one
good.
Before.
What was that noise? I don't even
touchdown!
Know what that was.
Damn!
No, we don't want that one either. That's the wrong one. With no touchdown.
You got the wrong. This is like the.
Don't think
control.
Shots. I'm sending shots.
Shots fired. We got 187. 187.
Boom. Gun control is the issue, everybody.
Lasers.
You hear those shots in the background? They not touching me, man. They not touching me, man.
I don't even know what the fuck that...
Time is going crazy with sound effects again, everybody. Going a little nuts.
Oh, that's...
And... then
they got all these weird guns. Oh, that's the one right there. What? Fuck you.
Okay, keep serious. It right there, man.
We're gonna go to conspiracies right now.
What? The gunshot?
Yeah, I'm
I don't even have
shots
it.
Fired.
Okay, boom. All right. I'll
talk. That's a robot.
Oh, sorry, that was the annihilator.
All right,
boom.
I'm just tired of people getting shot, man. That's all I'm really trying to say, man.
Wow, that frack grenade. Yeah,
I'm tired of people getting shot in America.
Yeah, gun control is crazy.
You heard me. All I want to hear, the only place I want to hear gunshots are on my rap music.
Rap music.
When Flex drops bombs.
Oh, wait a minute.
Bombs. Nah, I don't like that bomb.
Oh, that was a C4.
Yeah, that was no good. Boom.
That's kind of good. You're missing out, Genie, not being on the headphones.
Crazy sound effects happening.
The sound effects is taking over.
Madness.
We'd like to welcome to the show Sound Effects.
Boom. That was your mind getting blown, everybody.
Podcast is going to what?
Bomb.
Blow up. Bomb. Damn, man. Now I got to edit this shit.
Blowing up.
All right. Weren't we supposed to do a sip?
Sip it.
Hey,
frag grenade again, everybody, with that annoying sound that you're hearing.
I feel bad because we don't have a glass for Jordan. Why don't you toast your beer at least?
Can we get
a photographer.
Can we get something here?
There we go. Yeah, buddy.
Boom.
Oh, my God. I almost drank this like it was a fucking beer. What am I doing?
He's a madman.
Conspiracies, man. Well, you can find a lot of stuff out on YouTube, but I'm not going to talk about that. 9/11.
Yeah, let's talk about
conspiracy,
conspiracies.
9/11?
Fact
or fiction?
Fiction.
What happened?
Where's the 60 Minutes one? Why don't we have that one going on right now?
I'm very disappointed in my...
9/11 was a conspiracy, I think that it was like people should have just came to their senses when that other building fell down blocks away. Shots fired. Where are they?
So what was the point?
Hit.
Stay tuned next week to find out if shots were actually fired.
All right, everybody.
Wow, was that Genie? Was that you?
No,
oh, that was Jesse? Like, all right. Adam.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Conspiracy theories. With Jordan Rock.
Yeah, here we go, man. Here we go. That's exactly what I need. So the day was.
TikTok.
I was sitting at home, man, and I just found this documentary, and I was just like, oh, man, the James Holmes stuff. And I was like, well, who is this kid? And then they started talking about
Scopolamine.
Yeah, it's like this drug. It's like
it's a drug?
It's a drug called Scopolamine.
Scopolamine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah, it's a hell of a drug. It's the craziest one. They say that like they slip it in people's tea and like you lose all your self will, your willpower.
Breaking news.
So it's like fucking like a brainwashing fucking drug.
Yeah, it's like they say you're just
zombies.
They say you'd be like, you'd be just like this, but they'll be like, yo, man, let's go to your bank account. Let's go to your bank account. Take out $100, and then you'll be like, all right, we'll give you $100.
Okay.
Really?
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's like
mind control drug.
Yeah, they got like stories of people just being like waking up in their apartment with no furniture. Like, what happened to my furniture? Doorman, what happened to my furniture? And he was like, you moved it. I helped you.
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit.
Yeah,
I definitely
man.
Don't want any of that. How do you actually take that shit? How do you get somebody to take it?
I think
they said they just drop it in their drink. Boop, like a roofie.
Yeah, it's in some other country. It's like, I don't know what it is. They used to. Like I heard like it was a conspiracy in the 70s where they used to put it in the mail.
The mail?
Yeah.
So people would open their mail
Wikipedia.
And
Wikipedia. Yeah. Open their mail, read a letter from the government, walk out the house, man.
Breaking news.
This is breaking news. I never heard this shit before.
And I think the last thing on the letter was, take this with you. So nobody ever finds it and knows if it's true or not.
Burn this letter now.
This letter will explode in two.
We got a Mission Impossible noise?
Like Inspect the Gadget. They just throw in letters.
No, it's not Mission Impossible.
I wish I got inducted by the government to like do
something. I am your father.
Why not?
You didn't know that, did you?
That's free flights.
Free flights?
What just
free
happened?
Flights. You didn't know?
No.
Pow.
Oh, that one's awful.
Fucking up.
Where's the guy, my favorite, man?
You don't know?
This motherfucker.
Fucking
Let's
Arnold.
Let's talk about something funny.
Let's talk about something funny. Jordan, tell us a funny joke.
What's going on in the news today?
What is going on in the news today?
Anybody saw the Grammys last night?
No, I don't fucking
Nobody
care.
Nobody saw the Grammys
shit.
On
Fuck, man, I didn't watch
them. Who won?
The Grammys were on pretty Sunday good. Night, they were going to go on Sunday, man. I watched Sunday, the second. Sunday. I watched the second. I saw the drink. You guys should have seen it. The best part.
Podcast.
The best part of the whole Grammys to me was Frank Ocean. Jay-Z, Kanye West, Frank Ocean, and The Dream won a Grammy for Best Rap Song Collaboration for No Church in the Wild. So everybody comes up. Jay-Z comes up, nice suit. Frank Ocean comes up, nice suit. The Dream comes up.
Who's The Dream?
Black hoodie. Black hoodie, 7 gold chains on.
Why wouldn't he have
He had on a Scully that said parental advisory. And on top of his Scully, he had a snapback that said boys in the hood.
Boys in the hood.
And while everybody was giving their speeches. The funny part about it was everybody gave this speech. Like Frank Ocean goes up like, yeah, like, I think I didn't know I was going to win. You know, saying all the gay
fuck
stuff.
Fuck you, Chris Brown. I'll kick your ass.
And then.
Why would he say that?
They got in a fight.
Did they?
Yeah.
So you know, like the whitest dude ever, man. Yeah. But so
it's not my
did
fault.
The Dream talks for like an hour.
I am white. I am.
It's true.
So yeah. Dream talks forever.
Dream's like,
and
yeah,
hoodie?
I know. I got snubbed, and I'm back. And then Jay-Z doesn't even say an acceptance speech. He just leans in and goes, "I'd like to thank the swap meet for his hat."
Really? That's fucking great. He's shitting on his own friend.
It
or his
hilarious.
Own guy or whatever.
It was hilarious. That was the best part of the Grammys to me. The best tweet from the Grammys.
Too bad
say.
We don't have YouTube. I could pull that up right now.
That's all good. You know, I said it enough to send it to him.
My own rules.
But it's also, what else happened at the Grammys? A lot of good shit happened at
Tell
the
me.
Grammys.
What was everybody wearing?
What was everybody wearing?
You know, everybody. I don't really. Oh, you know, it was a rule. You couldn't have. It was a rule.
I saw that.
You
that's
have any
ridiculous.
Cleavage, and you couldn't have any side boobs.
No,
like,
side boobs.
CBS.
Like they lost my view right there.
They don't want to see any ass. Or
why
tits.
Not? Why
like no Jennifer Lopez.
They
the
warned everybody.
No titties.
No titties. Man.
That's censorship.
That's wrong.
That shit don't happen now. That happens
on
when
American.
Bush is
they
president.
Yo, they had a American. Yo, they actually had Rihanna sing a song.
Did they?
They made Rihanna sing a song. Like, I thought she was just going to come up there and just shake her ass.
About what she was wearing.
And, like, you know, shaking suck her ass. Cockiness and lick her persuasion.
Persuasion?
How was it?
She just sang a song.
She's hot, though.
She was fucking hot.
That bitch is on fire.
Sure.
Did she sing that? That's
a different person.
I know. But was she there singing that shit?
No, they actually had a performance for Ziggy Marley.
Oh, that's cool.
And
like
Bruno
Ziggy
Mars
Marley.
Did it.
Really?
And like halfway through this performance, I was like, wait, nobody called Wyclef?
Huh.
Yeah. Like, nobody
was
called
Ziggy
the
Marley
biggest.
There?
Yeah, I think he was there. No, they did it for Bob Marley. Ziggy Marley was performing.
Oh, okay. How was Ziggy Marley? I like Ziggy Marley. I like them both.
It was a good performance. Frank Ocean performed. It was a good performance. I caught Miguel and Wiz Khalifa perform. I saw all the black performances, you know, because they post those on World Star Hip Hop the next day. So
see, like,
anything else I didn't see.
He should have a segment every week to catch you up on all the,
get you up on the pop
the
culture.
Shit that we don't watch.
Shit that I just don't give a damn about.
We have a show about pop culture, but
I know news stuff, man. I work at a news show. They wanted to send a drone for this this bourbon dude, this Chris dude, like,
yeah,
they wanted to send a drone. They said he was a domestic terrorist.
I should have been nuts if
they would have sent a drone.
Maybe that's why the place is on fire. Maybe they shot a missile into that motherfucker.
I did. Spooky.
And who heard the guys in the middle of the mountains? Who heard that one gunshot?
I did.
The best news of the day, though.
Thank God you were there.
The best news of the day, though. The funniest thing I heard all day was that a station in, I think, like, Middle America somewhere. I don't know. You got to Google it. You can check the facts.
Google motherfuckers.
Make sure we don't do that right now.
You can check the facts. You can be vain and YouTube and shit'll pop up.
Boo YouTube.
And Google.
Google.
But
Google.
It was a TV station. Somebody hacked their emergency broadcast system and launched an emergency broadcast that said, "Attention, everybody! Zombies have just risen from the grave.
Where is this at?
Attacking the living. Please do not try to attempt to talk to one of them because they are dangerous." They said right during Steve Wilkos, and they played the clip. It's just like,
that's great.
I wonder how
Please
many people actually
leave.
Freaked out.
I would freak out.
I knew
dude.
It. I told you.
To be honest, I think it's just a promo for The Walking Dead.
Oh, I love
I love The Walking Dead too.
The Walking Dead's great.
Yeah.
Someone's talking off the mic again.
I haven't seen any of the new season, but I heard it's awesome.
What the fuck? How have you not seen any of the new season
at all? No, I haven't seen the new season.
Don't have conversations with people if you're not on the mic.
On the microphone.
But then you don't want to get on the mic.
Dude turned devils on the microphone.
See, look at that. You're driving Jordan to drink.
He's drinking. He's drinking.
He's doing the old American-Irish thing, too.
Who is?
Jordan.
What?
Magic hat.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's all just promo for The Walking Dead, man.
What, this whiskey shot you're about to do? This
brought to you by The Walking Dead, everybody, every Sunday at 8 o'clock.
Do you watch that shit?
I watch it on Netflix. See, this is the thing, man. I'm a lazy kid. I am a lazy, I'm not a lazy kid. Like, I care about stuff I like, and that's about it. So, like, I can't watch TV shows. I can't watch TV shows weekly. Like, I watched Walking Dead on Netflix. Like, just sat down and just watched it all day for, like, a week.
Oh, like the whole season?
Yeah, like, but if I was the person that was waiting for it every week.
Yeah, I can't do that, Joe.
Yeah, I'd totally be missing it. Like, yeah.
Wait till next season.
Another season? I'll wait till it's on Netflix. Yeah. Dude, I watched Breaking Bad. And like
She's
you watch if you watch Breaking Bad on Netflix, right? You could just go through it. Like you could just it never ends.
Is the show over yet?
I don't believe so. I think it's got this last season, but it hasn't started yet. But if you just watch Breaking Bad, you can go through it. It's like a TV show. It's like a movie. You can just watch it forever.
I know it's long. That's what I like about television now.
It's pretty good, but
like
you can
long
watch
movies.
It. Yeah, it's pretty good, but you can watch it forever.
That's awful.
But when you like
what? Sitcoms.
Sitcoms, I don't know.
Dude, if I had to wait for this every Thursday, I would not watch this show. Like, I was watching The Breaking Bad, and, like, by season three, I was just like, why are you still selling meth, man? You're just not good at it, man. Like, some people just sell meth and never have to kill people, like, the first year. Like, they don't have to kill people the first instance. They don't have to kill people the first week. So why are you just killing people every month?
What's going on over there,
Jesse? Your money?
A little spillage.
Did you spill your drink?
It was dripping off the bottle.
Are you sure?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right, that's good. Look at Jordan. I totally missed that whole shot right there.
That's all good, though.
Jordan's doing sippy sips without everybody.
So I just got a text from this guy. He's not making it.
Oh, man.
That's all right, though. We got fucking Jordan Ronk here doing big things, everybody.
I got stuff coming up, you guys.
Thank God,
man.
We don't have YouTube.
Good year coming up, man. Good year.
Like what? What do you got coming up?
Right now, just a lot of shows. We're on the road. Yeah. I'm about to start a new show coming to Karma Lounge on 2nd Avenue and 3rd. 1st Avenue and 3rd, actually. It's...
New York City.
Lower East Side.
You know, you have motherfuckers. We're worldwide. You'll have people London running around
looking for
100.
I'm a local dude, man. So, yeah. Lower East Side, New York, 1st Avenue and... 1st Avenue and 3rd Street. We're going to start doing a show at Karma Lounge. It's a nice hookah bar that you can smoke hookah in. You can smoke cigarettes in.
Really?
And, yeah, it's one of the only buildings you can smoke cigarettes in.
Can you smoke weed there? Nice, Jesse.
No.
No?
No, I don't want anybody to smoke weed in my
smoking
show.
Smoking
that
ganja, that reefer, that Indonesia, that... You know what I'm saying.
But, yeah, it's a nice place where you can smoke cigarettes in. You can smoke hookah. Like, I like it. That's why I had the idea, because, you know, you can smoke cigarettes in there. You know, if you got smoke... While the show's going on, you don't have to leave.
That's crazy. How do they get away with that?
Hookah.
But how do you get away with smoking cigarettes?
Because it's a hookah lounge. You're smoking tobacco already in there.
I don't know.
Yeah, but I think there's two different laws.
I don't know. I really don't know how to get away with it, but that's where I wanted to take my show because I just wanted to have that I wanted to have that different vibe.
Definitely bring people in.
Yeah,
you can smoke there. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're trying to make this thing dope. It's going to be called Productively Stoned. It's happening every 4th Saturday.
Well, I don't know.
But he doesn't want anybody smoking weed there.
Don't smoke that.
No, come that way.
And then you all get together
don't do
after
it that
the
way.
Show, and then you go smoke somewhere else.
Yeah.
Come that way, because we're going to be really funny. And you guys should come.
So you're saying they got to be stoned to be...
No, we're going to be funny regardless. Everybody's going to love us.
Nice.
Everybody's going to love us, but just the type of setting it is. It's like a low. It's like a hippie vibe. So why not call it that, you know?
Damn,
it's
the hippies.
So where
it's a low. It's a hippie
die,
vibe. We're
going to
have a nice DJ in there spinning some tunes while you guys getting ready.
Oh, yeah? You already got a DJ?
Yeah. I'm working on it.
Jesse, DJ.
I'm going to DJ that shit.
DJing?
All day.
All right, bet, man.
No, not really.
Make his own flyers.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be dope, man. It's going to be... I'm looking forward to it. We're going to get this thing going. We're going to have video blogs for it. We're going to have merchandise with it.
Well, doing big things, everybody.
Fuck with me. At JordanRock843. Twitter.
843.
Really? What is 843?
South Carolina.
Oh, Jerry.
South Carolina. I love South Carolina. Just down there, man. Like, I love South Carolina because it makes me feel so good about myself. It makes me feel so good about myself. Sometimes I'll be sitting there, I'll be wearing the same clothes over and over again. I'll be like, man, I need to go shopping. Then I go to South Carolina. I'm like, dude, I'm the flyest.
Yeah, exactly. My dirty clothes are better than anything these motherfuckers are wearing right now.
I'm the flyest dude around here, man. I'm swag champ at every party.
People are asking to wear my dirty clothes.
Jordan's going to get beat up when he goes back down.
Who said I'm going back?
Actually, we don't air in South Carolina.
Nah, I'm going back. I'm actually going back in. I'm probably going to go back in springtime, like probably March, April.
I'm going to be doing some shows.
Probably. I'm going to be doing shows most definitely in Myrtle Beach, Charleston area, Mount Pleasant. Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Mount Pleasant. I'm going to try to hit Charlotte, too. I'm going to try to hit...
Oh, doing a big.
Yeah, I'm trying to hit Atlanta. I'm trying to just...
He's all over.
I want to just go home. Like, my whole goal is, like, I'm in New York all the time.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just on the train, and I'm just catching, like, cabs, and I'm flying weird places and getting on buses places. I want to go home and just hop in my old, like, 01 Kia and, like, sleep at my mom's house and just every weekend just drive away.
Go to a couple spots, yeah.
Yeah, just drive away and make more money than I would here.
Right on. Nothing wrong with that.
Yes, there is.
I think I got you beat this episode so far.
What, for burps?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
A real dude like me never burp, man.
Not good burps, though.
Not good?
No, it's not your record for good burps.
They sound pretty good in the headphones.
They sound pretty damn good.
No, I think the last podcast had good burps.
Oh,
Ah, fuck it. All right, man. You guys want to wrap this up?
Let's take a break real quick. Yeah.
All right, Jordan.
Take a little break.
We can take a break. All right. I'll see you guys.
Always a pleasure. Right back. All right, we'll be back. Are we? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fucking A right. All right, you guys. We'll be right back. Right, wasted time.
Yeah, it's your boy Charlie Murphy, and you're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
Damn right you are.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Huh? I'm still here.
Jordan Rock, everybody.
Man. I'm still jealous. Every time we come back, you guys got like a different celebrity. You guys got fine doing models.
I just like You'll how you thug back plug. From break. This is the whitest room I've ever walked into. The walls are actually white.
Jimmy Fallon, everybody.
This is the whitest room I've ever seen, and they thug back from break. I love it. Good to see everybody.
Welcome back. Welcome aboard. Welcome back. Welcome see, all right, the liquor's kicking in.
Speaking of which, can I get a little sippy sip, please?
I thought you got a shot.
No, I didn't get one, so we're going to have to...
Oh, you're a Mr. I'm drinking American whiskey.
Well, I have failed.
My converting. My request a little bit less extreme. Am I going to make a 10:50 spot?
Sure.
What time is it? It's 10:30.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Good.
What, 10:50 where?
Here.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys if you want, we'll walk you up.
I don't know what you guys had cooking. I don't know.
We can do it.
I'm in it. Once you got me on the air, I can't leave.
Well, I mean, this takes priority over spots upstairs. So if you got to go up on late night, then you know that's just
go up
know.
On late. I'll go audition on the I'll go ring on the lottery show.
Jimmy Fallon, everybody. He's a comedian, radio host.
Aww.
Game show host.
That's a true story. Did Ryan Reese tell you that story?
No. What?
Fucking text wars.
You know the text wars story.
I know text wars.
So what happened was
that here. You shot the pilot here. Didn't
I don't
you?
Do you want to hear about it? Just a good
right
story.
Okay. Yes.
We we were pitching a game show to a couple of TV networks.
Yeah.
One of which was True TV, and really great people over there, swell people. But we thought they were in on the joke. Meaning, you know, they air a lot of stuff like the Wiener's Circle or Craziest Armpit in Chicago. You know what I mean? They air that.
Yeah.
So we walked in like, hey, it pays the bills, right? And they were like, what are you talking about? Like they, like we had insulted a Monet. Like they were very upset with us. There was like a problem. I was like, okay. So that ended with Ryan and I giving it to our college agent. And they were like, yeah, we could book this on some campuses. I'm like, so much for TV.
So that was
we're driving to Saskatchewan for $400.
Uh-huh. And that was it? That was it? You blew it?
No, we gave it to another guy. We're getting heavy on the name drops because they played such a fancy intro.
Yeah.
We gave it to a guy who is the president of Glenn Beck Enterprises. If you know anything about this crew, we fit in with Glenn Beck. You know what I mean? We know nothing. But, yeah, he has it. Somebody gave us no money and basically said, we own this, meaning them, for like the next 60 days.
No shit.
Yeah, I would love to big league you with a fancy story. Like, yeah, my limo is upstairs and I can't be here all night. It's nothing like that.
That's shitty.
Yeah, it was exciting. We did all right, though. We did all right.
You guys are still doing a show or...
You guys
got one coming up or something?
We do it at colleges, and it's actually a pretty good gig for us.
Yeah.
The problem is it takes you away from what matters, which is kind of like the industry.
Yeah.
If you're in the lion's den, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's really no upward mobility, unless you're trying to bang chicks.
Banging chicks.
But I'm kind of retired, and Ryan's kind of sad.
You're retarded?
Just sell us an idea to me, man.
Yeah, you can kill. Do you want to DJ the show? We need a DJ. We need it's three comics. One of them just one of them just holds a mic at a DJ podium and makes fun of the crowd.
That's great. This is radio, so he doesn't know who everybody's talking about.
Yeah, I'd love to DJ your show.
He's talking to me, everybody.
Yeah, me and Jesse are DJing.
About to make shit happen.
The game show.
I mean, if the money's right, you know. You know, that's why
it's all about the money.
Yes, yeah, you know, I'm not DJing for free no more.
No, they'll be paying you, man. That was great. I just got the Little Kim verse from All About the Benjamins. That was amazing. That was amazing.
About paper stacks.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming, man.
And that's the end of that conversation.
They pay him.
I'm done doing it. You know, I was here doing
wasted time, getting people jobs.
I was doing another game show. Uh-huh. I was another game show DJ for a while.
Okay.
What show was that?
Damn. No names.
No name.
It's an untitled project.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Jordan.
And I wasn't getting paid to press the buttons on the iPod. So
did you get Cadillac recorded by a game show?
So it was already
doing that. You were like the talent. They weren't about to scam.
So it never aired and you're still under a confidentiality.
Who, us?
No, Jordan.
What was it? What
so it never
was it?
Aired and you're still not allowed to talk about it?
It's not allowed, man.
Well, how long does that last for?
Rest of my life.
Really? What kind of contract? Who's your manager? Holy shit.
Where do you get that deal?
I just can't talk about it, man.
Yep.
There's that deal.
Uh-huh.
But it was fun while it lasted. I met nice people, man.
Well, how many episodes did you do?
A million.
Wow, and it never
aired. What show are you talking about?
Did they tape like a bunch of episodes?
Is the lottery shows that you're talking about?
Yeah,
oh,
the lottery show.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
He's talking about the good old lottery show at the Comic Strip Live.
Hey, man.
That's the show you were talking about.
Hold on a second, yeah. If you want to make it in comedy, there's two things you got to do.
Yeah.
You got to take shit from all the comics.
And not DJ this show.
Yeah. You got to.
Really, that's really what it is. It's really two things you got to do. Like, take shit and just don't do that.
Handle those two things.
That's funny.
It's fucking great. So,
we're creating jobs over here. I feel like we should have been mentioned in the State of the Union. You know, the State of the Union is going on right now.
Oh, yeah.
How are they not plugging this right here?
They're probably like, thank you for wasted time for creating one, two, three
people
more
love this,
jobs.
You got like,
paid
12
for.
Fans.
We do have 12. Hey,
that's only in the UK.
That's the British fans. And when you convert them because of the pound, it's 18 fans.
You know what I should play?
I like that.
How about that?
We got the British something?
No. Oh, I mean, I have.
See, y'all thinking about the wrong way. When have you ever liked something you didn't show nobody?
I got one of our British fans, Jimmy. Here we go.
You're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
I just want to try and hump the microphone.
Wait, who was that? Just some random British girl?
A hot British chick.
See, I have this whole theory on the British thing, though. There are a lot of, you know, everybody hears the British accent and thinks they're, like, so smart, like, infinitely. There's a lot of dopey British people.
No, you know what?
Can we acknowledge that?
Hey, all right, you know what? I'm going to prove that right now. Here is British.
Mm.
You're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.
Mm.
So that's like the posh accent.
It sounds like a GPS.
Here's the American version. You ready?
Did you have sex with a GPS?
Here's the American version.
Move your hands there.
What? You're listening to Wasted Time with Tommy and Jesse.
Wasted Time with Tommy and Jesse.
Who was that?
Actually, that's our Irish version.
here we go.
Wasted
Time. Me and Jesse.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Sounds so good.
I know what that is.
I like this guy.
Me and Jesse.
This is the winner.
I know who that is.
This is the
winner. Me and Jesse.
What? Go back.
Wasted time.
Wasted time. Fuck off.
Fuck this guy.
That's one of Seamus' good buddies.
One of Seamus' best friends, you know.
It's so funny. I stayed off that. I stayed off. I wasn't going to touch it. And then you all landed on it at the same time.
He comes over here, you know, he leans on the bar. He tells you jokes you quite don't get.
You know? you know what's funny, though? That joke was like the girl at the party who threw up. I'm like, no, I'm not going to be the one. And then fucking all three of you jumped on that joke. I'm like, what do you mean? She just threw up. How is anybody doing this?
It is Seamus' friend.
Yeah, of course it is.
What was his name?
Yes,
I fucking don't even remember, man. That was the first time I ever met him.
He was lit.
He was passed out in the chair last time I saw him.
I think he says it in the clip.
I love that dude.
Tommy and Jesse.
What? Jimmy? You're listening to Wasted Time with Tommy and Jesse.
Wasted Time with Tommy and Jesse.
He added a little bit, Tommy Jesse.
Go ahead. The girl threw up again, guys. Go have a look at her. Go have a look at her.
That's all right. We got drunken sound bits of me, too, so it's all right.
Do you get, yeah, you...
Me falling down and shit?
Oh, I fell down twice. Yeah, I don't even have it on there anymore, yeah, man. It's fucking great. At the Christmas party.
Dude, but you drank till you fell down or you just fell down?
No, he drank until he fell down at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Episode 3, ladies and gentlemen. For
That's the good life, man. That's when you know you're like...
Next to Angel Salazar.
Yeah, Angel Salazar was down here. Angel Salazar was like, hey, I thought this was a family show. And this guy's falling over. And we're all plugged into that.
Oh, no.
So we're all going with him. We're all like, what?
You took everybody out?
I did. I was fucked up. I don't remember doing it. It's any of it.
Dude, you just fell.
I blacked out through the half the episode.
Underrated aspect of the Christmas party. Because everybody talks about the girl who like makes out with a bunch of people or photocopies her ass.
Yeah.
You were that person.
I was that person.
It's very rarely a guy because everybody pays attention to the girls.
Yeah, I was that guy.
He was that guy.
I'll give you one. It was the Gotham Christmas party.
That was a fun party.
That was a good party.
I love going to the Gotham party. This is the thing when you go to that party. The staff goes so much harder than the people.
Yes,
there,
they do.
Man.
It's not even close.
Like
the staff is pledging a fraternity. They're pledging a sorority.
I won't say anything
they
about the staff.
They do here, too. They're just in the basement.
No, I know. But there, no. There, they're out in the open.
I won't say anything about the staff because...
Because what? You just mouth something.
Because beep, 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 beep,
no,
beep,
but I will tell you, though. If you just go on Facebook... Go on Facebook the next day. You see photos that are posted at 7:10 in the morning.
Really?
9:19 in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck did you guys do? And I was at that party. I was going to be the casualty of war at that party. What happened was I hadn't really eaten that day. And I got there. And this is what happened. I had $30 on me in $5 bills. For whatever reason. I don't know how life broke that way. I don't know what magical confluence of events. Right? $30 in $5 bills. Guy's bartending is giving me two drinks at a time.
Why?
And because he's just giving me two at a time, being nice. And every time, because it was crowded when I first got there. So I'm giving him $5 a round because it's what I have. Yeah. And I look up like an hour into the party. I look up and I have no money left. And I'm like, all right, so I gave this fucker six $5 bills and he's been giving to me two at a shot. I did drunk math. I'm like, that's fucking 12 beers. You haven't eaten. Someone's about to see your balls. Let's get out of here. So I fucking just dragged myself to the deli and banged out a turkey sandwich, like an emergency turkey. Yeah, I had an emergency turkey.
I've done that.
Yeah, and got the fuck out of there. But then I saw the pictures that he's talking about. Seven in the morning.
Dude, I'm talking about... These are some nice ladies.
No, they're hot. Oh, first of all, they're fantastic.
The Gotham staff is like, oh my God.
No, their first team offense is the real thing. You dress
a
little
that
better
party,
there.
They're just like, they're just.
I ironed a shirt for a couple of those gigs.
I bet you did.
You did, right?
He ironed a few shirts.
I ironed a t-shirt. How great is that? That's the lowest feeling.
I've done that.
I'm going to iron this t-shirt. It's like buying a glass of wine for a blow-up doll. It's like, who are you classing up, you dirtbag? You jerk. There it is.
That's what
you're
doing it for.
You guys.
Jordan's on, Mr. I don't get a signal down here, but he's on Facebook.
No, but you still have to try.
I'm trying. I want to pull up a picture for reference.
For the radio show. That'd be great.
So you guys can understand.
It's for you guys.
Well, so what the fuck? You wanted to talk sports with this guy about the Super
Bowl.
Oh,
about
and
Super
shit.
Bowl?
Yeah.
I told, first of all, I told every dick in America to bet the Ravens. I'm on record as saying
Did you say that?
Yeah, and I'm getting credit for that.
I knew they were going to win.
Well, I knew they were going to win because everybody in the world was betting the 49ers. It was the only basis I had.
That's stupid for
I
people.
I didn't know if I was betting the
49ers. Why would they bet 49ers?
Because they had beat up the Packers bad. They came back on the foul. People just like them.
Nah, man.
Because they were like Super the it team. Kaepernick story. Was hot. I agree with that. I agree with that.
I liked it. You know what happened? I actually didn't see any of the Super Bowl up until the second half. Like,
it was a
I was
great
doing
game,
something.
Actually.
It was a fucking great
I was
game.
Doing yeah. something. Teams, I came home. I was doing something from like all afternoon. I came home at like probably like 9:30. I thought I'm about to probably catch the end of the game.
Got them all.
You love him, yeah, you do.
I thought I'm catching the end of the game. I didn't know it was a blackout. I missed the whole blackout.
Come
so
on.
I come back. I come in the house. I turn on the game. It's the beginning of the third quarter.
Yeah, it was
Beyonce,
amazing.
Beyonce,
so, all I saw was the 49ers come back.
Beyonce blew the lights.
Oh. You know, it was nice of her to bring those two girls back off of that used car lot they were working at. Give them a gig.
I didn't watch
Jordan
it.
Gets makeouts. And but how you doing, dear? Good to see you, sweetheart.
Yeah, no shit, right? Somebody just walks in and starts making out with Jordan. Oh, I mean, our podcast shit. Not only gets this motherfucker work,
yeah.
It gets him women, too.
I do it all.
I live a good life, yet. Man.
I'm
I live
not
a really
laid
good
off
life.
This shit. What the fuck?
I know, right?
So hold on.
More listeners. Twitter.
I wanted to say this, though.
Yeah.
If they didn't have the blackout, Baltimore would have beat them by 50.
Yeah, it would have been.
And anybody who tells you no is an idiot. Because you want to know why?
They wouldn't have.
Baltimore was playing. Well, that confirms my theory.
Baltimore was playing awesome. They were.
They couldn't have been playing better.
Nah, they were fantastic.
So the break can't help them. It can only hurt them. They cannot improve, seeing as that's the case. Yeah. The break clearly worked against them. Everybody's like, well, they both had a break. Yeah, but one of them was embarrassing themselves in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're down 22 points. Mm-hmm. And you got to think about momentum in a football game. It's 21-6 at the half. You're like, all right, we might come back because they've come back on teams.
Yeah, but then
when you let up the opening return for a touchdown, it's fucking demoralizing, man. You're pretty much done.
Oh, yeah.
And they were done. It was 28-6. They were going to lose that game by 40.
Oh, yeah.
I mean it.
Absolutely. That game was over.
And everybody's like, oh, no, they're the same. People are dumb. Do you know what it is in sports?
San Francisco should have won.
Are you sure?
Fuck that shit.
Yeah, no.
Fuck San Fran.
Are you sure?
See, I'm still pissed at San Fran for fucking benching Alex Smith, my opinion.
You know what? With the concussion thing.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay, but let's think about this for a minute. So the NFL is like, Joe, protect the head injury. We don't want any head injuries, right?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing. So Alex Smith is the number one rated quarterback in the fucking NFL.
Yep.
Leads the league in completion percentage, highest QB rating in the league. He gets a fucking concussion, reports it like they're encouraging him to, and loses his fucking job. Doesn't come back again this year.
They're going to stop reporting
that. So, I was going to say, what kind of message do you send to other quarterbacks in the league if you get
fuck
a concussion?
That.
You ain't fucking telling them.
You don't say a goddamn thing.
You throw a few more interceptions. Maybe that's what happened to Brett Favre. Maybe that's why he sucks so bad at the end. He's got concussions. He's like, I don't want to lose my job, so I'm going to just fucking throw to the eight guys in the middle.
They get a concussion, and they ask him, are you okay? And they go, all right, you're benched. That's it.
You found Sheamus' friend again.
I hope they release him, and then the Eagles pick him up.
Hey, can I ask which one of 3 million comics that clip is from?
No, that's actually a sound effect.
Oh, is that just an Arnold?
Yeah, could you imagine if that was really... Yeah. That's, it's Jordan earlier.
That's funny. There's a lot of Arnolds out there.
Arnold.
All of a sudden, everybody's smoking cigarettes.
What happened here?
That's what all the cool kids are doing.
These two, Jordan's smoking cigarettes.
You're listening to the Newport Light Radio Hour.
Yeah, exactly. We're clearly not sponsored by Jameson. Everybody.
And I'm chewing gum. It's like, this is nicotine gum now. Everybody's looking at me like, oh, he couldn't keep up anymore.
And he's not even drinking.
So what's your...
I'm good. I just walked in the fucking door, man.
Unacceptable, Ms. Vail.
Wow.
What do you got?
What's your radio show that you do?
Off the Meter with Jimmy Fallon.
Oh.
And if you live in New York, you hear it on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
You do it daily, though.
Yeah, I do it 5 days a week. But it's like having a girlfriend that doesn't live around here. It does nothing for your career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but if
like they
on
pay
iTunes, you.
Can
listen to
well, they can hear it on iTunes, but they can hear it all over the country because people put it on other radio stations.
Oh,
like
it's actually
that,
on
yeah,
the radio
that,
stations.
Yeah, they distribute it, but not here. So it does nothing. It's like being like, yeah, I got a really hot girl. She's on a modeling shoot.
Well, we're.
Yeah.
we're
got to check her out, man. I'm fucking Napoleon Dynamite. Yeah, she's busy, man. But people are good. You know who I have on tomorrow? I have on Carl Gottlieb. He wrote Jaws and The Jerk.
Really? Shit.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's on tomorrow.
That's fucking cool.
That's cool. Do you book your guests or you have people that book them for you?
I have a couple of, like two publicists book them.
Oh, nice.
And so that goes on. But most of them are pretty good. What they are is book publicists. So the people selling books. That's why he would come on, because he's a book to push. He's not really going to fucking talk to me. Like, oh, let's get the guy in the Old Navy in his 30s. This will complete my Oscar-laden career. If I could just get that 136-year-old without health insurance and a wife that hates him.
See, clearly we don't have a publicist.
No.
No. You turned me way down, though.
Yeah, you did turn me way down. Like, yeah, I'm almost offended.
All right, there he is.
I mean, I am offended. I'm offended. I just wanted to wait for it to come on so I could say it. I didn't want my offense to not register on the air.
Well, if you would have let him turn it down a little lower, you could have just told him.
I could have just told him personally.
Hey, I can't hear myself.
Yeah.
My bad.
Love you guys.
Yeah, we love our guests.
So, yeah, this Carl Gottlieb guy, hold on a second, because I was supposed to have read his book. Do you guys, if you know anything about those movies, fucking speak up, dude. I know nothing.
Well, you never saw Jaws?
No, I did. Jaws? I just did. If you got like a good pertinent question.
In The Jerk?
The Jerk's like my favorite movie in the world.
That's a great movie, yeah.
Oh, that's one of my favorites. I've seen that fucking a long time.
All right, that's what I'll do.
There you go. Yeah.
But I will read his book, too. Like, I give them a good interview that sounds like you read the book. You know when you hear radio interviews and they're like, why this book? Why now? And you know the author just wants to be like, you didn't fucking read it, jackass. Those questions.
I clearly opened with, I'm writing this book right now because...
That's the first... It's on the cover.
Exactly. I'm writing this
book. The reason I'm writing this book.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not beat around the fucking bush.
So there's that, man. But I'm happy to be here, man.
I'm happy you're
here. I'm happy to be hanging out here at the Strip.
Mr. Phil.
Making moves. There's a guy upstairs that's about to audition.
Oh, yeah? This is Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
There's one nice kid up there that's about to audition that tells everybody he's my boy.
He's your
boy. I have a problem with it on two levels. Okay, one, I'm not really my boy. Two,
I don't even know.
Using my name does nothing for this kid. You know what I mean?
He doesn't so even like, get you on
like,
his
why
show.
Why are you fucking saying that?
Yeah, I'm like, what? Yeah. The wrong dude.
It's like the Polish starlet. She fucked the screenwriter instead of the producer of the movie star. She's like, yeah, I'll fuck the screenwriter. Like, all right, help yourself to anything at the craft services tray, and you're done in show business.
Are you going to go up and watch him?
Well, I'm going to do... Well,
sure you
know what I want
to
do?
Because
I'm the last comic on the show before they start. Maybe I'll do his act.
I know his act.
I know he's new and he probably doesn't have a best joke, but do his best joke. And
I would
just
absolutely
do
his. All right, dude, if he's in the room, I'll do it.
If you don't do anything, just do one of his jokes.
I'll
just look him in the face, man.
Good luck with this, buddy. He's a nice kid. I feel bad. He's a nice kid, but it's very funny. I've had multiple reports of people saying, "Yeah, this guy introduced me as your boy." I'm like, "Does he know where being my boy gets you?" I have a fucking taxi license in my pocket. You know what I mean?
He's driving me home tonight.
Wow. That's not true. I am retired.
Yo.
You just want me to bang out one on him?
Yo. Men and women are different.
Well, then I just did all of his jokes. Then I really fucked him over. I did the whole B-sides.
Oh, my God.
Yo, men and women have so many differences, man.
Take dogs and cats, for instance. A dog?
What's the deal with airline food?
Hey, here's a good one. I saw him last night. I went on after Seinfeld last night.
Really?
And I want to say this to people listening in the audience that are, you know, friendly to comedy and stuff like that. You want to follow the fucking big banging guy because it's a good room. Like, they tweet, they Instagram, they dig,
it's
they
like
four square.
It's like catching a wave after
yeah,
like
you
a ship
want it.
Comes through.
You want it. You're going to eat like 2 minutes of letting the room settle.
Yeah.
But if you go at him, like, you're never going to get a room with better energy than the post sign. He got a fucking standing out.
No shit.
And I was like, I can't wait to get on there because I knew it was going to be a good room. The guy you don't want to follow is the guy who fucking gets a drink thrown at him that calls a woman a cunt and gets fucking and leaves the stage to no applause.
Then it's like, well, you're just up there like, hey.
How'd you do?
I was great. They were amazing. They made me look good. Like, I'm being honest. Like, I just got, like, the residuals from him.
And then
the
guy after you probably just bombed.
I was closing, so yeah. But no, the menus, the checks bombed. The checks did bad. No. The people paying the checks had a very hard time.
The tables was like, man, those people spilt beer all over the shit laughing at Jimmy Fallon.
That's funny.
All right, you guys, it's 10:49. You got to get upstairs.
I got to roll. This was a fucking great time.
We got to do it again when you have time.
I'm back anytime, man. Absolutely. If you want to tape after this, we'll tape after this.
Jimmy
this
everybody.
I'm going to actually, does he know that I need to update my resume before I get on stage?
I have no idea.
This is going on my resume.
Oh, right. Yeah. You make sure you tell me.
Wasted fucking time. This was a great time. I'll see everybody
later.
Wasted
time, everybody.
Fantastic.
Jimmy
Fallon. See you, Jimmy. See you, Jimmy.
Jordan Rock. Jesse.
Still here. At Jordan Rock.
Mess
it
up, place.
All right, wrapping it up.
At Jordan
Jesse.
Rock 843.
All right,
wrapping shit up.
All right, guys, it's wasted time.
Sucker, sucker, what?
What is that,
at
Jordan?
Jordan Rock 843. Right. At Jordan Rock
843. And wasted time pod at Twitter and on Facebook and on YouTube.
Fuck it, bitches.
All right, you guys, wasted time. Take care. See ya.
Toss a deuce.
Circle, circle,
oh, to all my killers, $100 billers.
Yeah. Bitches. To all the killers and the $100 billers.
Real niggas who ain't got no feelings. Check it out now. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The mark comes equipped with warfare. Beware of my crime family who got enough shots to share for all those who wanna profile and pose. Rock you in your face, stab your brain with your nose bone. You all alone in these streets, cousin. Every man for theyself in his land, we be gunning. And keep them shook crews running like they supposed to. They come around, but they never come close to. I can see it inside your face, you're in the wrong place. Cowards like you just get their whole body laced up with bullet holes and such. Speak the wrong words, man, and you will get touched. You can put your whole army against my team, and I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing. Your simple words just don't move me. You're minor, we major. You're all up in the game and don't deserve to be a player. Don't make me have to call your name out. Your crew is featherweight. My gunshots will make you levitate. I'm only 19, but my mind is older. When the things get for real, my warm heart turns cold. Another nigga deceased, another story gets told. It ain't nothing really. And yo, done sparked the Philly. So I could get my mind off these yellow back niggas. While they still alive, I don't know. Go figure. Meanwhile, back in Queens, the realness and foundation. If I die, I couldn't choose a better location. When the slugs penetrate, you feel a burning sensation. Getting closer to God in a tight situation now. Take these words home and think it through. Or the next rhyme I write might be about you, Sonny Shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. They shook. Cause ain't no such thing as halfway crooks. Scared to death and scared to look. Living the life that of diamonds and guns. There's numerous ways you can choose to earn funds. Some get shot, locked down, and turn nuns. Cowardly hearts and straight up shook ones. Shook one. He ain't a crook, son. He just a shook one. For every rhyme I write, it's 25 to life. There was some muscle gas, you trust, safeguard of my life. Ain't no time for hesitation, that only leads to incarceration. You don't know me, there's no relation. Queensbridge, if you don't play, I don't got time for your petty thinking mind. Son, I'm bigger than those. Claiming that you pack heat, but you're scared to hold. And once the smoke clears, you be left with one and you don't. 13 years in the projects, my mentality is what, kid? You talk a good one, but you don't want it. Sometimes I wonder, do I deserve to live? Or am I going to burn the hell for all the things I did? No time to dwell on that, cause my brain reacts. Front if you want, kid, lay on your back. I don't fake jazz, kid, you know I bring it to your life. Stay in a child's place.
You're listening to Wasted Time with Tom E. and Jesse.